7 p.m. and 8 p.m.
What's wrong, Mommy?
The people are upset about some things, darling.
Why are they yelling?
They want attention. They're trying to get attention so that people will listen to them.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. Who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where young people who are just starting to come of age are going to have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money or to go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money? Is that what this is lining up to be?
When we stand here today, it is not enough to simply be for peace. We have to be for social justice. The fact is that right now, even as we are talking, people are being murdered by U.S. imperialism throughout the Middle East and throughout the world.
Our sons and our daughters are out there being used as cannon fodder. It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Easily I approach the microphone. In this land of jokes, can't leave it alone, cause you know I can see right through corrupt plans in these issues, scams and untruths. We living in a maze, different days and times. The world is a stage, most truth is a lie. In this propaganda matrix, the sheep just die. 40s motorists can serve it.
Welcome to Lone Lantern Radio. You are listening to Gary Franchi on the Republic Broadcast Network. Yes, it's Wednesday, it's hump day, and we got a great show lined up for you. I'm going to give it my all tonight, folks. I have been working overtime to get the new Lone Lantern website up so that you can have the tools to defeat the New World Order. So get over to the new website, lonelantern.org. Check out all the snazzy little features we've got in store for you. We've got member blogs. You got to sign up for that, though. We've got to give you the permission to plug into the site. So if you want to participate, have your own member blog, shoot us an email, and we'll get that started for you. We've got a whole bunch of new articles up there. I mean, the site is growing with leaps and bounds every night. And, you know, we are just putting this thing together for you. And we need to work and defeat the New World Order together, and that's why we're here. We got a great show tonight. Our guest is Kevin. He's from, I believe he's from Northwest Indiana. He'll clarify for us when we put him on after the break. He's got a low-power FM station broadcasting, I guess it's out of Valparaiso, Indiana, 99.3 FM. He has been fighting the New World Order diligently with his tools to reach the people. And that's what this show is here for, is to spotlight the unsung heroes in this movement, to let you know what others are doing and what you can do as well. So we're going to have a little educational discussion tonight about low-power FM, the benefits of it, how you can get started. How much does it cost? You know, there's a lot I don't know about it. I don't know how it functions. But we're going to find out all about that tonight. So we'll see you on the flip side. This is Lone Lantern Radio. Republicbroadcasting.org.
It's an outrage, and we should stand up and seize the hour and fight back.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our people uniting to defeat U.S. imperialism once and for all.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Do you desire your health and vitality to be in harmony with the rhythms of nature? Trivortex technology features subtle energy products that boost energy levels, relieve pain and stress, and much more at very affordable prices. You have the opportunity to wear vitamins, minerals, and nutrients that absorb through your skin rather than taking them orally. This is real, not science fiction. Go to trivortex.com, that is TRIVORTEX.com, to open a whole new realm of health and vitality for you and your family. This is Brian David Anderson, inventor of Trivortex technology products that assist in so many areas, such as pain relief, symptoms of menopause, losing weight, or stopping smoking. Trivortex technology is in harmony with the rhythms of nature.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us. They're ignoring the anti-war movement. They're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country. But
welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. It's Wednesday. It's Valentine's Day. What did you do for your Valentine? Did you get her something special? Did you get him something special? I hope you did. Because we gotta look out for the ones we love. We gotta make sure that they're happy. Because if they're happy, then we're happy. The whole world works together, you know. That's why Valentine's is here. Okay, enough of my rambling on Valentine's Day. But when you see the one you love, give them a little kiss from me, would you? All right. Hey, we're going to go to Kevin, and we're going to get a little tutorial on the low-power FM that he's operating. Going to get a little bit more information. So, Kevin, are you there?
I'm here.
How are you?
Well, I'm recovering from a 5-day bout with a bad cold or the flu. I work new construction, and last week it was very cold here in Chicagoland, and I kind of got sweaty and then cold, and you know how things progress from there. So I'll do my best. I'll try not to cough into the phone here.
Well, just cover your mouth, wash your hands. You know how that old thing goes.
Yes.
So tell the listeners a little bit about what you do, what inspired you to do it, what they can do.
Well, okay, it all started for me back in the late 80s when Chuck Harder was on an AM radio station around here, and then he was taken off the air after a couple, 3 years of whetting our appetite. But in the meantime, I got switched over to shortwave. And then one night, and very late in the evening, I heard this wild show come on, and it turned out to be William Cooper. And then back about 91, I started listening, 92, I started listening to William Cooper on the shortwave late at night. And he was talking about, everything that we needed to do and so on and so forth. And so about 93, well, in 92, he had a show on that dealt with the IRS. So that was where I actually really started. I quit paying the IRS in 93 when I found out I was not a taxpayer and I didn't have income. But anyways, by 1996, I made the decision to go out to Bill's seminar. He had a yearly seminar out there, and it was the first time it was up in the mountains, and we were at this Thunder Horse Ranch, and he was talking about low power or micro rebroadcasting, so I decided that that was going to be the thing to do because I didn't have the time to talk about it on the job because, you know, the men, you're working new construction, and the men can't stand around and talk. So I put the first thing I did is, and if you knew Bill Cooper, he really made you work because, it's the old adage, truth is heavy is a burden until it's your own, then it becomes very light. So he said he had a Ramsey kit, and so I came back from Arizona, and I went to the library, and I figured out where Ramsey was up in Rochester, and I ordered a FM kit, and it arrived in the mail, and was in very, very intimidating to all those transistors, resistors, all those components. And after about 2.5-3 months, I had it all soldered together. There was 3 motherboards and over 1,000 solder points. And I went up on the air, but unfortunately it was, it's a kit for that they use in, at drive-in movies, so they can just set it up and they can cover their little field there and the cars can tune the radio in. So it didn't go very far. So the next thing I did is I got a company out of California to build me an amplifier, and then after that, I went a little bit farther, and then I decided, well, that isn't quite good enough, and that's not what I really wanted to do. So then I bought one, an FM transmitter, and that was okay. That took me about up to 80 watts. And I said, no, this still ain't doing it. And so now I have bought a unit that is 300 watts, and It was listed out at like $6,400. It was like $37 or something, $4,000 when I bought it. But now I'm up to 300 watts up the tower into a special antenna that I purchased from England that is specifically designed or tuned to my frequency, and it has a 2.8 dB gain, which is a multiplier. So I'm in around 700 watts effective radiated energies. And because I'm at the tip of Lake Michigan here, where the glaciers piled up the dirt into a little hill, and I'm right on the top of that little hill, I can see all the way to Chicago. I can see the Sears Tower and up the Michigan coast. But anyways, what that does is, because FM is pretty much a line of sight, it allows me to go very far. And so I've calculated I'm covering about 3,600 square miles in northwest Indiana. And it's been...
How many miles?
About 3,600 square miles.
Holy cow.
Yes.
That's impressive.
Yes, well, it doesn't come easy. Last year, I had one of the listeners, a Vietnam veteran, donated a 110-foot tower, and that was and I had a lot of copper scraps here because I work I'm the heating man on the job, so I had some copper, and so at the bottom of the pit where we poured the concrete for the tower, there's probably about 3 inches of copper down there, and some rods that go down like 15, 20 feet because the ground is just as important as how high you go up. And
why is that? Tell me why that is.
Well, because the signal is going out and coming back, and it comes back through the ground. It's like you only see half of the circle above the ground, and then the other half of the circle is below the ground coming back. And so you need to have a very, very good ground. And so we got a very, very good ground now. And so it's really out there. And the day after we put it up and put it all together, that's when the signal, I did a drive check, and I went 5 miles into Illinois before it finally petered out. And, but anyways, atmospheric conditions affect it, and you know, it has its good days and its bad days, but it's covering very well all of the two west counties in northwest Indiana, and I have a lot of listeners. I have them ranging from age from 92 years old down to 16, and so anyways, it's been quite an experience.
So now you're actually rebroadcasting RBN, is that right?
Yes, right now. Of course, I can't hear it because I've got everything turned. My radio, my little FM here is turned off, but all my listeners, you know, around here can hear us speaking, yes.
So the people, okay, so how do you get the audio signal to the transmitter? Are you simply plugging into a computer or shortwave or?
I have a 8-foot satellite dish, C-band, and I've been running that for years. That's what I started off with. You know, I'm on my third dish now and probably my sixth or seventh receiver because, you know, they don't last forever, and it's a continuous run operation. So I'm probably on number six right now, and that's just another one of the things where you just count the cost, you know, and you just keep on going because if you don't do it now, it'll never get done. So, but anyways, we should probably talk about the fact about legality, because a lot of people are wondering about the legality of low power. And first of all, you gotta learn about jurisdiction, and jurisdiction has certain rules. And first and foremost, when it comes to the federal government of the United States, the only time that they have jurisdiction is when there's money involved between the states, like the Interstate Commerce Commission, which regulates trucking. If you have a trucking company in Indiana that never leaves Indiana, the ICC has no control over your truck or your hours or your miles or anything that you do. But as soon as you take your truck across the Illinois border and make money that day, then the ICC has jurisdiction, and you're now in their control. And so, it's the same thing with
applies to the low power FM.
Right, exactly. And I've in the past I have used the word trick, and that's not the right word, because I've heard that reused by some people saying that the trick, it's not a trick. It's you don't take advertising. That's the first and foremost. So that completely wipes out the commerce end of it, and after that it's a hobby. And so, you can take donations, okay? I ask for donations once in a while. I have a tape that I play of a list of 73 questions, and at the end of that I have a little talk. But anyways, you just don't take advertising. There's no money being made, and the FCC has no jurisdiction.
So you can accept donations, though.
Right, yes. They have to be donations, though, yes.
And how do they differentiate between donation and, say, commerce?
Well, because a commerce is you're selling something. I'm not selling airtime. They're just giving me money because they believe in what I'm doing. See, if I was to specifically saying, okay, I am selling you 1 minute at 12 o'clock tomorrow on my radio station for $100, that would be called advertising, because then that would be, you would have bought that minute, and you could say pretty much anything you want as long as you don't swear. You know what I mean?
Right.
And so that would be selling airtime. Well, I never sell airtime, and I only take donations, so there can be no FCC control. But not it's it. They do try. When I first started, of course, I was pretty much probably one of the very first few, and they came after me hard because they were going to try to nip it in the bud.
Hey, Kevin, we're going to come up on a break right now. With this education on Low Power FM, you're listening to Lone Lantern Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network. We will see you on the flip side. Appropriate to a state of war.
does not matter whether the war is actually happening. And since no decisive victory is possible, it does not matter whether the war is going well or badly. All that is needed is that a state of war should exist.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself, or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The social atmosphere is that of a besieged city, where the possession of a lump of horseflesh makes the difference between wealth and poverty. And at the same time...
All right, welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio. And I am just being so careless tonight that I forgot to announce our chat room. You know, our loyal listeners are in the chat room now, chatting away, and... I got a little announcement for them, and if you're out there, we do have a new chat room enabled. Now, the old chat room is at lonelantern.org/chat. The new chat room, a little more complicated link, but go to lonelantern.org, and you'll see on your left-hand side, just below the words Lone Lantern Society on the main menu, the word chat. There you will find our new chat room, which actually has, looks like it has like 6 different actual rooms. It has a main floor, it has a lobby, a room for small talk. It's even got a bar and a place to flirt. It's even got a themed talk room. So I think that you should get over there and check it out and experience some of the functionality of that. And, you know, we got the chat room in here so we can connect, network, exchange ideas. And, I, you know, if you're going to flirt with each other, I think you could find a better place to do it.
okay? But check it out. I'm going to post this new link in the current chat room for y'all who are typing away so diligently. But I just want to thank y'all for tuning in there. And we are back with Kevin, who operates the – well, let me just tell you how I was introduced to Kevin, and it was through some of our loyal lanterns out here in Chicago. A gentleman by the name of Gary and his son David, some outstanding patriots that deserve as much notable attention as some of the strongest patriots out there. They introduced me to Kevin. They said they heard about this guy who was rebroadcasting RBN, and they got the phone number. So what I do, I gave Kevin a call last week and talked about putting him on the air, and here we are. And I had no idea that that Kevin was out there broadcasting this message. And Kevin, you do need to be commended as well for your efforts to help restore this country. So I just want to thank you, Kevin. And we were just talking about you know, your situation, how you set it up, some of the consequences, and you actually mentioned the word trick, and it's not really a trick, is it?
No, it's not a trick, and that was bad that I used that in the past, and I wish I hadn't, because it's not the right word. It's the facts is what we're dealing with here. And but anyways, to get back to what happens when you do, when I, back in the beginning, when I was first starting up, since I was probably one of the very first, the FCC was going to try to nip it in the bud, and so they did send me the letter, the $10,000 fine, a year in jail, and I wrote them back saying that they didn't have jurisdiction, et cetera, et cetera, and they wrote another letter, same letter, and I wrote back, said, bring it on, you know, and then it turned out that they put a couple men on the job site. We all knew who they were, and they parked outside my house in a white government van two nights in a row. And on the second day after they parked out there, I let it be known that I was ready and willing and able to start it, that I wasn't scared, and that I was going to make that van look like Sonny's car at the toll booth in the movie The Godfather. Well, the van didn't show up that night. And the very next day, a federal judge ruled up in Michigan that micro rebroadcasting was okay. But they will come after you, because there was a pastor, Strawcutter, up in Michigan. People might be familiar with his name, but he thumbed his nose at the FCC and took advertising, and his signal went over into Indiana, so they came and raided him and took all of his equipment. But anyways, the thing that they tried next was the fact that there was a couple in out of California, apparently had a lot of money and supposedly were Christians, and they were going to set up small radio stations across the country. Well, they chose Valparaiso as one because it's a university town. And what they did is they applied for a license, even though they didn't have to, because their signal only covers the town itself pretty much. But anyways, of course, the FCC jumped right on that, and they gave them my frequency. And the one I'd been using. See, that's one of the first things you have to do if you're going to do micro is if you live next to a large city, you got to find out if there's an open frequency that you can use. And so that was the first thing I did way back when, and I found that 93.5 was pretty much wide open and clear most of the time. And so that's what I had.
So you started broadcasting 93.5.
Yes. And then... the FCC gave that. One night I come home and I heard there's a message on my machine saying, this must be Kevin. I heard your voice on the radio last night, a very interesting station. But he says, I'm calling to tell you that the FCC has just awarded your frequency to a new radio station here in Valparaiso. He never left his name or anything because, you know, most people don't have the guts to use their name.
Educational. We're going to come back and pick up this educational story on the flip side. You're listening to Lone Lantern Radio on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
If there is going to be any peace on earth, it is going to come as a consequence of our
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Imagine a firefly, simple and innocent, the ability to light the night sky. The ozone layer, unseen by the naked eye, life-sustaining. Our ocean, primordial soup, breathes life. Bring the wonders of nature home.
Sole salt lamps, handcrafted from million-year-old crystal salt, will gently ionize and purify your indoor air, helping you breathe easier. Nourish your mind and body with soothing colors for deep relaxation, and neutralize EMF radiation, protecting your family's health.
Visit SOLAYWellness.com for powerful, simple, life-sustaining Soleil wellness products created from nature in harmony with nature.
Hi, I'm Isabella, founder of Soleil Wellness. Visit us or call 866-497-0274, 866-497-0274.
The Idaho Observer is one of the last independent American presses and isn't afraid to print the truth. The Idaho Observer is a monthly 24-page hard copy newspaper in its fifth year of addressing important issues affecting all freedom-loving Americans. If you are concerned about the burgeoning national debt and the Orwellian police state growing up around you, then subscribe to the Idaho Observer. Only $25 for 12 monthly issues. Idaho Observer readers receive vital insight into events as they unfold. Our articles editorially emphasize activism and serve as a networking tool for like-minded individuals determined to make a difference. The Idaho Observer, printing what you need to be fully informed on issues that matter to real Americans. Go to idaho-observer.com or call 208-255-2307. That's 208-255-2307.
The Republic Broadcasting Network is very proud to present a new educational tool that will inform and update our listeners to the most critically important topics and issues of the day. This new 50 CD collection contains invaluable information, carefully selected from the very best shows in the RBN archives. These standard format CDs have been painstakingly edited to remove all commercials and unrelated topic content. Each CD has been divided into multiple tracks for ease of use and review in any standard CD player. Each CD targets a specific subject matter. For example, Agenda 21, vaccinations, 9/11, depleted uranium, the war in Iraq, fluoride, deception in the churches, genetically modified foods, animal RFID tags, and many more topics. We encourage you to make copies and get them out to as many people as you can. Call and order your library CDs for the price of $150, 800-724-2719, or go to the website rbnlive.com.
This is our way of trying to get some media attention because they are ignoring us, they're ignoring the anti-war movement, they're ignoring the anti-government movement. We love our country, but we cannot trust our government anymore. Our government is totally out of control. And who do you believe? Do you believe George Bush or do you believe me? That's what it's coming down to. Do you believe your neighbors? Do you believe the people that live in your hometown? Or do you believe these mad dog killers in Washington, D.C.?
Are we setting up a situation where...
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio.
I have no choice but to either join the military where there seems to be a lot of money...
Founder
or go to jail where there seems to be a lot of money.
...of America.
Is that what this is lining up to be?
And we are talking with Kevin, who is a low-power FM broadcaster, 99.3 FM... covering over 3,000 square miles approximately in the northwestern Indiana area. Kevin is giving us a little bit of a tutorial, a little educational class on his experiences with Low Power FM, what got him started, and what it really takes to maintain a Low Power FM station. What's the purpose of it? You know, why do you need to try to duplicate Kevin's efforts where you are? Kevin, as far as people duplicating your efforts,
you know, like, for instance, in Chicago here, this is something that we would really like to be able to accomplish. What kind of roadblocks do you see someone like myself living in a metro area or somebody in a maybe less dense suburban area? What kind of roadblocks do you see people like me having when setting up a system in this type of area?
Well, it's not so much the roadblocks of setting up an FM transmitter. It's the roadblocks that the federal government is going to throw down. They're going to put federal agents on the job site. They're going to talk to your general contractors so that they won't hire you. Your wife, if she isn't on your side, of course, that's an internal, but she can, your wife or your significant other or whatever, can make it very difficult. And so the roadblocks can be anything. They can be a small little pebble in the road that makes you just barely feel it, or it can be something major, like a general contractor won't hire you anymore because the federal government wants to put agents on his job site.
Wow.
Yeah, and so we're not playing games here. So I wanted to get back to, you know, the fact that, and I need to correct you. I started out at 93.5. And after I received the phone call from the Valparaiso Christian Radio, I was given like a year before they actually came online so that I was able to tell all my listeners what was happening. And I only had to go one click to the left, 93.3. Okay, not 99. It's 90. See, I had two frequencies. The first one, 93.5. And then fortunately, the one right next to it was still open because 93.1 is a powerhouse rock station out of Chicago, and nobody wanted to be next to them. So anyways, I took it, 93.3. It's kind of like 911, but 933. And the roadblocks, the first thing that you're going to find out is if you're not next to a big city, there's no problem with the first thing we talk about, which is finding an open frequency that you can broadcast on.
How do you find that open frequency?
Well, you drive around. There's many out. You have no idea the amount of time and effort it takes to do this, to do it properly and to be a gentleman so that you don't step on other people. Because even though the FCC just tries to keep everybody gentlemen in the game, because remember, the world is pretty much evil and everybody would be. So the FCC does have its place. But they don't have their place here. So you have to be a gentleman on your own. So you have to drive around. You go 10 miles to the west of your house and 10 miles to the south and north and east. And you get there and you are constantly checking out frequencies to see if there's just static coming in or if it's just clear. And so you have to do that. That's the first thing you have to do is find an open frequency. And then if you can find one, if you're not in, like, anywhere around Chicago. See, I'm about, it's probably 80 miles from here to the Sears Tower. And so I'm, you know, there are radio stations, the smaller ones in Chicago. I mean, my when I go out and turn on my truck and I tune the dial, there's a radio station on every single number. Okay. Okay. Except for maybe one or two that are just kind of so statically with bleed over. So that's the first problem you're going to run into if you're in a near a city is finding an open channel. And then maybe with this high definition radio coming in, there'll be more open channels. But I don't know. Maybe. I mean, who knows? But that'll be the first thing. And then you really should get educated on. I didn't have the paperwork in front of me that I should have here, but anyways, I have a letter here that states all this, the code sections and everything about the federal government's responsibilities when it comes to the FCC. But at the end of the letter, it tells me that the FCC has no jurisdiction over intrastate micro rebroadcasting, and that if I have any more questions, I should contact my state government. Well, the state government has never showed their face at the door here for any reason. They don't even, you see, I stopped paying the IRS in 93, and that was both IRS, the federal and the state. And before the evening's over, we should talk about that, too, a little bit, because
But it's a very important topic. And, you know, you mentioned you have a document there. Is there any way you could maybe get a scanned copy and we could put that up on the website so people could see, you know, some legal documentation as to what you're saying?
Yes, and this letter that I have here, I have heard on the radio that there's a couple people are familiar with it, and they told me that it was a bogus letter, but I don't think it is because it worked just fine for me with all the information I had. And also, plus there was one other thing that I haven't told you about why I think I'm still, well, there's two reasons why I think I'm still here. See, William Cooper was still alive for all this interaction when I built this radio station, and he was, he talked to me more civilly than most people, I'll just put it that way, when I would call in on the phone, like for instance, the night he asked the question, who was a taxpayer? Well, at about 20 after the hour, I finally called in, and I told him the answer, and so we talked for like 10 minutes like friends, and I've never heard that before ever from anybody that called into William Cooper. But anyways, that's why I think I'm still here, because they knew if they came here, there would be a fight to the finish, and that I would have contacted William Cooper immediately, and it immediately would have gone nationwide, and it would have been a really to-do.
You know, I think that's what you're saying is, how do I put this in words? The Quick Response Patriot Network that is in place now is protecting a lot of people. Look what's happening with Ed Brown. You know, as soon as Ed Brown put the call out, the Patriots rose to the call. You know, they stood up and said, okay, we are not going to let this happen anymore. And that is because of micro-broadcasting. That is because of networks like RBN. That is because of things like the Internet, YouTube, and the technology that we really have at our fingertips to get a message across. So the government itself is really, you know, they're being stonewalled because we can communicate faster than they can actually take action. And
not only that, but the communications have the truth in them. You see, and I wanted to get back to the second reason, and then we'll go back to this Ed Brown thing and the micros being so important and everybody. But the second reason I'm here, and probably the most foremost, is because of the God of the Bible and my faith in his Son and being indwelt by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
That's the real reason I'm here. Because, you see, the day I left the seminar out there and shook hands with Bill, I walked up to him and I said, Bill, I'm going to beat you. I'm going to go do Chicago. Because he was doing the whole world with, and the words came out of my mouth even before I really knew what I was saying. And you know what I finally figured out in the last year and a half is that I am situated between the two most Catholic cities in the United States, Chicago and South Bend. And I'm the only Christian radio station here. And so I must be a real thorn in the side of Satan and the Black Pope because I just took 3,000 square mile chunk out of there, right in between their two most powerful cities here. But anyways, if you'd ever had a chance to meet William Cooper, you would never forget it. Let me tell you, that's all I got to say. And so, anyways, let's go back to the IRS because you see, it was a tape of him doing an interview with Wayne Benson, which is not a name you're probably familiar with. But Wayne Benson gave a one-hour interview, and he talked about all sorts of things. And he says one of the things that the IRS is they do not have a letter asking you to file a 1040 because they don't have a letter. And what they do is they send you – now, this is how it goes. Picture this. Up in the upper right-hand corner, there's going to be a number or letters and a number, and it's going to say CP-515.
This is on a 1040?
No, this is on a letter asking you why you haven't filed a 1040.
Okay.
Okay? This is the first criminal contact that will be made. And if you screw up here, you are screwed up. Okay? So this is very important. So everybody listening needs to learn this, if nothing else. The first thing up at the top of right-hand corner is going to be the letters CP with the numbers 515. Then it's going to say your name, your address, your Social Security number, and then it jumps over and says, "Dear taxpayer," and says, "You, why haven't you filed the 1040? Da 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 da. You're in trouble now. Signed by an unlegible name with no printed name underneath it, and that's the first thing that's going to arrive." No. Up in the upper right-hand corner, do you know what that CP515 stands for?
No.
Okay, well, if you don't know that, you better file your taxes. Because you, if you don't know the rules of the board game, don't play the game. I'm sure the first letter that Ed Brown received had this number in the upper right-hand corner. And it stands for Computer Paragraph 515. Now, the whole letter that's really that the IRS can send you is in that computer paragraph, but they don't want you to know what that is, so they just put it down as CP515. But what it's asking is you that the letter states in CP515 that the commissioner of the IRS has determined that your business down in the Virgin Islands is importing drugs to the Bayer plant down there, and you're manufacturing aspirin, and you're in the Caribbean Basin Tax Treaty, and we've looked at your books, we've determined you should be setting aside 20% excise tax and giving it to us. And why haven't you done it, and you're in trouble now? And so that's what CP515, but you go right over that because you have no idea what it is, and you go down to the word taxpayer, and you go, yep, I'm a taxpayer, but no, you're not. You're not a taxpayer, okay? The definition of a taxpayer is this. Okay, and I have to tell you a little history, but take a minute. Okay, in 1906, the federal government owned the Philippines, and Japanese businessmen were coming over doing business and then taking all their money back to Japan. So the government said, nope, we can't have that. So they set up trust fund number two, which is labeled lowercase IRS, to tax the non-resident aliens, the Japanese businessmen, who were making it before they could leave the country. Okay, now we jump ahead to 1933. The federal government is bankrupt, but they own Puerto Rico, and they're going to put a scam on us. And so they set up Trust Fund Internal Revenue Service with the first letter capitalized, uppercase. And now we're dealing with Trust Fund number 62. So now I can tell you who a taxpayer is. First and foremost, you must be a Puerto Rican revenue agent who goes around to companies in Puerto Rico and Guam and the Virgin Islands, and you collect those 20% excise tax that we were talking about from companies that are doing main business with, like, North Carolina, and they're selling rum or alcohol, cigars or guns, okay, alcohol, tobacco, and firearms. And you go around and you collect, you go to five companies today, one gun guy and a couple, a cigar guy and some rum makers. And so you, at the end of the day, you go back to your office with all this excise tax, you fill out a form, and you give it to your boss, the district director. And when you do that, you become a taxpayer. So there's the definition of a taxpayer. And
a taxpayer is somebody that lives in Puerto Rico and
is a Puerto Rican revenue agent. Works for the IRS Trust Fund number 62. Remember, see the alcohol, tobacco, and firearms, prohibition, and you can't have the Supreme Court ruled that you can't have a prohibition, and that was all illegal, okay? So they kept it in place, but they sent it to Puerto Rico. So when you're dealing with the IRS, you're dealing with a Puerto Rican revenue agency, taxing agency in Puerto Rico.
And so letters. I'll say from Puerto Rico on them.
That's right, exactly, because that's what you're dealing with. And you see, when they go and see somebody's house or levy, they have to turn it over to the Coast Guard because it's supposedly something that came through the borders without the tax being paid. And if they seize a house, then they turn it over to the Coast Commandant or the Coast Guard. And so, you know, if you don't know the rules of the game, starting right up at the top with the CP515, and they call you a taxpayer. And then down at the bottom, there's a signature that is so, it looks like M&M's wrote it, you know, and there's no sign underneath it. But anyways, if you don't know all of this stuff up front, you panic and you set up a defense. And so all of a sudden you're accepted their wording and whatever. You don't know what the CP515 was and you don't know how to respond. And so I responded properly. But you see, even though you respond properly, they're still going to come after you. So, and after a 5 years, Pardon?
How do you respond to that?
Okay, well, I'm getting to that. Okay, so after 5 years of correspondence and all this letters back and forth and me never admitting, you know, and always telling, you know, explaining to him in each letter that I sent back all that I just told you, see, then they levied my checking account. Well, because I have my own copy of the Internal Revenue Code, I know that when you flip to Section 6331, which is liens and levies, you will find that paragraph A is not sent by the IRS to the bank when they go to take your money, because it's called the missing paragraph, because in paragraph A it says who can have a lien or levy placed against them. And the only people that can are elected federal officials or federal employees, and you have worked for the government for a week, and they owe you a paycheck, and they're not going to give it to you. That's paragraph A.
Some really great information for everyone out there. I hope you're taking notes. We're going to have this on the radio archive at LoneLantern.org just after the show. And we're going to come back on the flip side with Kevin. He's talking about Low Power FM and, well, do you pay your taxes? We'll see you on the flip side.
Hey, America, how does it feel to be flushed down the toilet of political intrigue and treachery into the sewer of slavery and bondage, where perverts and the godless write the rules? Our unborn children are murdered, our esteemed elders are euthanized, and everyone in between is numbered and tracked like criminals so they can be farmed by government, credit, healthcare organizations, like the chicken farmer farms his chickens. Have you had enough? Is it time to declare your liberty? It's your choice, you know. The only place to begin to declare your independence is to have enough food stored so that you never have to go stand in a bread line to give away the rest of your life or sell your children for a bowl of rice and a slice of bread. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Would you enjoy a career where you pick your hours, work for who you want to, when you want to, as much as you want to? No one knows about this hidden career because there is no book, school, or teaching material available. Until now. Learn the trade of window painting. Window Genie is now offering a 3-day workshop on DVD that shows you how to reproduce art, text, and graphics professionally, even if you can't draw a stick man. Secrets, cheater techniques, shortcuts, tips, and tricks are all revealed. Recoup your investment in as little as one job and have a career for life. This training also gives you the skills to do regular sign work, indoor murals, and signage. Begin your new career today. Just call us at 780-457-7109 or visit us at windowgenie.com. Again, that's Window Genie, spelled JEANNIE.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
Welcome back to Lone Lantern Radio on the Republic Broadcast Network. I want to thank everyone for tuning in tonight. I hope you learned something out there. I hope you're taking notes, because this is some really important information. And living in these tyrannical times. But these times are changing because the people are waking up, because of people like Kevin out there who are broadcasting this network and the message that's just blasting through the airwaves. Kevin, you were talking about the IRS, and this is the tail end of the show, and we've only got about 4 minutes. What more can you share about your experiences with the IRS tax code, and did this somehow correspond with any of your work with the Low Power FM? Did they use the IRS to put weight on you because you were doing your broadcast?
No, I wasn't broadcasting until 97, halfway through 97. I stopped paying taxes in 93. In 2 years after that, the first letter arrived, the CP-515. But let me finish the story so people understand that sure. When they levied my checking account, I had my money back in 3 weeks because I had a notarized letter that I stated that I wasn't an elected federal official or a federal employee. And I sent one to the IRS, I sent one to the bank, and I hand-delivered one to the sheriff so that everybody knew what would be going on. And within 3 weeks, the bank received a letter releasing my money, and everything was okay now. And so I took that release of levy back to the sheriff. And I said, Sheriff, I want the bank president arrested, because I've shown you that paragraph A was missing in the letter to the bank, and the bank president should have known that something was amiss. Because I says, they send B through I, paragraphs B through I, but they leave out A. I says, you have to go out of your way to delete paragraph A. That's called constructive fraud. And so with that, he finally agreed, and they went to arrest the bank president, Chuck Welter, of First National Bank. But the old man started crying and said, we didn't know we were doing something wrong. But I have this in a nice letter from the county prosecutor, James H. Douglas, stating all this and saying, now that you've got your money back, please leave everybody alone. Pretty much. That's what he said.
You actually went out and had... I mean, you had the sheriff on your side.
That's right. Well, yeah. You gotta stand up. You gotta know what you're doing, and you have to look the sheriff right in the eye and say, "Here's what's going down, sir. Here's the proof. Here's the facts." And finally, you know, if you're not a screwball, and if you know, and you've kept yourself clean in appearance, you know, they're gonna realize. And also, there's another thing. You know, I am a heating man. I own a business in this county, and I'm pretty widely known because I'm really good at what I do, and. So anyways, you have to stand up. Everybody that's listening to this radio station should get to know their sheriff. Somehow, you don't have to be annoying, just 2-3 times is all it takes, because, you know, to go in, and they're going to realize what's going down. But here's something I need to put my email address out so that you can email me and request a copy of the 73 questions.
All right, please do it, because this is it.
Okay,
what's the email?
It's janne174@cs.com.
Repeat that again.
Janne174@cs.com.
Janne174@cs.com.
Yep, and ask for 73 questions.
73 questions.
Yep.
This is an audio.
No,
recording?
I'll be giving you a file that you'll download. A four-page letter.
We're going to close out the show. Kevin, thank you for coming on tonight. Great information. This show will be available in the Lone Lantern Archive radio section. Remember, I'm not here to make you a follower for you to follow me. I'm here to make you a leader among the people. Now go out there and take over the code.